U.S. legislators who visited Cuba for talks with President Raúl Castro are back home without jailed compatriot Alan Gross. James Blears reports.
The seven-strong delegation led by Senator Patrick Leahy met with senior Cuban officials and with President Raúl Castro, discussing how relations fractured more than half a century ago can be healed. Like other high-profile visitors, including former President Jimmy Carter and New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, they came and they left without Alan Gross. 63-year-old Alan Gross was convicted by Cuban authorities of bringing in internet communications equipment for the island's Jewish community as part of a U.S. aid program. A Cuban court ruled this was illegal and is now serving a 15-year jail term. Cuba wants five of its agents free from U.S. jails and the other constraints of the U.S. legal system. Senator Leahy, who visited Cuba before to push this issue, confirmed a meeting with Gross this time around, predicting that, "I hope the day will come soon when he can be back home." Alan Gross has lost an enormous amount of weight since being jailed in 2009. He's being held at a military hospital. For Vatican Radio, James Blish reporting.